So, Jay Inslee, he was talking about Boeing last night, and he said
he kind of took a couple of shots at
Boeing. Said it was extortion.
Yeah.
He signed the bill.
It was a record-setting.
A record tax break for a company.
$8.7 billion.
Yeah. And I was reminded of when Jay Inslee was on The Daily Show, and again, he sounded like he just has half a brain when he was trying to explain this whole Boeing thing.
Why did you give them a tax break, and why do you think some companies should receive a tax break, if they should at all?
Well, they shouldn't. And the fact is, look, if you've ever been mugged, you understand what it feels like.
Yes, I have.
Okay, you have. You're not happy about that, right?
Not at all.
Well, I was not happy about the Boeing situation, because what happens, these corporations put a gun to your ribs and say, you're going to lose 20,000 jobs unless you get a tax break. That is why I'm so adamant to trying to stop that kind of behavior. We should use the tax code so taxpayers aren't victimized like
that. So you propose stopping it everywhere
indeed,
so that people can't
indeed.
Blackmail one state using another state's tax breaks.
No local community should be blackmailed by any corporation in
right.
America. We'd be dedicated to that.
Okay, how stupid can he sound? He signed the tax break. And then he says, oh, yeah, that was horrible. And what he said last night that Ursula was quoting, he said it was extortion by Boeing. So how, Jay, as president of the United States, how are you going to handle Hamas? How are you going to handle ISIS if you can't handle Boeing and you cave into their financial extortion? What's going to happen when they threaten to kill some American citizens in the name of Islamic terror? Are you going to cave and then say, oh, I shouldn't have done that, and then whine about what you did yourself? I mean, this is the stupidest presidential campaign I have ever seen and heard. And the problem with Jay Inslee, and as I said yesterday, I had a choice to make several years ago. We were kind of buddies. Did the charity basketball together. And he lied to me and my listeners when he said he wouldn't raise taxes as governor. And I had a decision to make. Do I protect this relationship that I've developed, or do I stay true to you, my listener? And that's the easiest decision I've ever made. Of course, I've stayed true to you. And so, yes, I have been probably the biggest critic of Jay Inslee in this region. Because he lied to us about raising taxes before signing off on the three biggest tax hikes in the history of our state. And this climate change, this climate change thing. It is all phony. It's all a cult. The climate changes. Man plays some role. But all of this hysteria is as phony as can be. And again, what I always hear when I speak truth, like I just did, is I get these brainwashed cultists. Sonari, you don't believe 96% scientific consensus? Let me tell you about 96% scientific consensus. Scientists were absolutely positive about something in 1989. I have an Associated Press story right here in my hand. 1989, a senior United Nations environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. Shoot, and Nicole, I don't have a calendar in front of me. What year is this right now?
Oh, it's 2019.
Okay, I'm not very good at math, but if entire countries were going to be wiped off the face of the earth by the year 2000, and now it's 2019, you said? 2019?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I believe we've gone 19 years beyond the scientific consensus on global warming in 1989. We're all being lied to. The difference is, I recognize that it's a lie. I've always known it was a lie. They've been lying for decades because they have seen this in 1989 and now 30 years. I told you I wasn't very good at math. Now, 30 years later, they're still lying. And Jay Inslee is building his entire presidential campaign on this one lie. And, man, the poor guy, he was just stumbling and bumbling last night. The audience, they did cutaways of the audience at the CNN town hall. It looked like the Village of the Damned. They were just, they all had the most bored look. Look at my Twitter. There's one woman, she's checking her watch when CNN did an audience cutaway. She couldn't wait. And these are all hardcore Dems who were in the audience. And then a kid got up and asked him a question. Oh, man, what a sense of humor this man has.
Is there any policy from the Republican Party platform that you agree with? Why or why not?
Yes, I firmly believe in the Republicans' approach that they insist that we have elections every 4 years for president so we can get another president, okay? We need one.
Woo! Oh, I didn't know we were going to see Chris Rock tonight. Jeez. I got a lot of cuts of Jay Inslee. I'll play you a full recap coming up right after Ursula's news at the bottom of the hour. But I'll tell you what's so annoying about these things. CNN, they talk about a bunch of softballs. Why didn't anybody ask Jay Inslee, why do cops in your state hate you? Why, when an illegal that was here, enabled by your sanctuary state policy, why, when an illegal murdered a police officer a few weeks ago, why did that officer's family tell you, order you to not come to the memorial service? Why didn't CNN ask that? Make him be accountable for his sanctuary policy that is directly connected to the murder of a cop. In Yakima this week, a 14-year-old boy was murdered in a park. Yakima. City and county, record murders in the last year. I asked the sheriff there, how many of them are connected to illegals? Oh, we're not allowed to ask. We're sanctuary. So we can't get to the root of problems. Jay Inslee can ignore the consequences of that policy that he so fervently endorses to all of us. They don't ask him any of those things. And it's disgusting. So we'll play you a lot more of Jay Inslee's CNN town hall coming up at the bottom of the hour. Love to hear what you have to say about any and all of the things we are discussing. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. So this Jay Inslee town hall, here's the problem. I have become a pretty good political observer over the years. And Barack Obama, I talked quite a bit in 2008. I said, this guy is formidable. Because he was magnetic, he was electric. He was and is a great orator. I didn't agree with him on policy, but you'd have to have half a brain, right, Jay, to not recognize the skill that Barack Obama had. Bill Clinton was the same way, and plus Bill Clinton was really smart, Rhodes Scholar. One of the things that jumped out at me, I was watching Inslee last night, and here's the problem. Let me get back to my political observations. The more Jay Inslee talks, I don't think people hate him. They're just bored with it. They couldn't possibly be more bored the more Jay Inslee talks. And he said something last night that this just does not ring true to me. They asked him about his college experience.
But you couldn't afford to stay there without taking
up. Oh, it cuts off the beginning of Wolf. Wolf Blitzer said, you went to Stanford for 1 year, but then you transferred. And Jay Inslee's always told the reason why he transferred from Stanford after 1 year.
But you couldn't afford to stay there without taking out some student loans. So you decided you would leave rather than take out
the loan. Why?
Basically, I'm kind of a cheap guy when it gets right down to it.
No, that doesn't make any sense. It got a polite chuckle from the audience. But Jay Inslee left Stanford after 1 year because he's a cheap guy. I texted a good friend of mine last night who went to Stanford for undergrad and law, about the same era as Jay Inslee. And I said, does that ring true that somebody who gets into Stanford University leaves after 1 year because they couldn't afford it and they were kind of a cheapskate? And my friend said, I'm sure Jay Inslee could have done what I did. I had to take out a loan. But you know what a Stanford degree is worth? Especially, I mean, Jay Inslee was going to go into law, just like my friend. But he says because he's kind of a cheapskate, he transferred to the University of Washington and then got his law degree at Willamette University instead of Stanford. Well, that's not being a cheapskate. That is being as stupid economically as a human being can get, because the return on investment, having a Stanford law degree versus a Willamette University law degree, it's through the roof. So here's what I'm calling. Jay Inslee did this big thing a couple weeks ago. He released his tax returns. He says he wants Donald Trump to release his tax returns. So here I'm releasing mine. Remember when everybody was calling on Trump to release his academic records? I'm calling on Jay Inslee to release his academic records, including his 1 year at Stanford University, since Democrats have been calling for Trump to do that for years. And Inslee said, I'll do my tax returns. Do the other thing you've been all calling on Trump to do. Release your academic records. I want to see if Jay Inslee transferred from Stanford University after 1 year because he's kind of a cheapskate and just decided he wanted to go someplace else, didn't want to take out a loan. Or did he flunk out? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But that doesn't make any sense at all to me. Okay, this thing last night, it was so boring. I can't imagine what kind of audience. I mean, we watched because we're in Washington State. I watched because I knew I was going to talk about it on the radio. But, oh, my gosh, it was boring. The Green New Deal.
You've called the Green New Deal, in your words, an aspirational document. You embrace it in sentiment, but do you fully endorse it?
Well, I endorse exactly what is going on here, which is this has done three really beneficial things for America. Number one, it's got people talking about climate change.
I'll endorse exactly what's going on here. This is done. Boy, the guy's just, he's not ready for prime time. He's just not. Let's see. How about this? I like this. Recycling. You know, we're sending a lot of our recycling to other countries around the world, and they don't recycle it. And so he was asked about that because this has been in the news a lot here in the Puget Sound area. We have cities around here that say the recycling, it's just not working for us, and people aren't doing enough of it. And so they asked him about it.
How can we fix our broken recycling system?
Maureen, you know, I thought I had the answers to every question, but I do not have an answer to that. But next time we meet, I'm going to have a better approach. I know that I have a team of people who are looking for options on this. We know how important this is. But I will say, just to riff on the kind of nature of your question, we've got to stop making products that end up having to be recycled, much less in a landfill.
Ooh, that was a good riff. He's like a jazz artist up there when he starts riffing. It was just ridiculous. The whole thing. But why is he running for prez?
This is such a threat to my grandchildren. I've got three grandkids. And I know they're going to live a very degraded life and will not enjoy what I have enjoyed in the state of Washington, which is salmon in the rivers and clean air to breathe and snow in the mountains and being free from infectious diseases. And I know to a moral certainty that they will live a degraded life.
What does that mean? I know to a moral certainty that they will live to a degraded life. I just, oh, but come on, Jay, give it up. You're already at 0%. People are going to start specifically saying that they need you out of the race, for crying out loud. This is just ridiculous. Okay, we have lots more to talk about as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.